This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tig.
Cheryl.
Oh, man. I had a heart.
This is... Go ahead.
I don't know what got into me during this podcast. I had a real...
Yeah, I feel like this was an episode like no other.
Yeah. I had an episode in the episode.
Let's just get into the episode.
Okay, let's get into it. You'll see. You guys will see. Okay. Ladies and jerks, welcome to... Wait, stand by. What's the name of this?
Tony Hawk Until the Wheels Fall Off.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Tig. I don't want to show you what I'm eating.
I wasn't asking to see.
No, but I know. But when I do something bad, I feel like I have to tell people.
Why is it bad? Because it's Ruffles?
You're not... Well, yeah, potato chips. I don't know. It's not that bad, is it? Worst thing.
I don't know. I love chips. Bank.
Okay.
I was just having some black bean quinoa chips.
Well, see, that's different than
but
Ruffles.
Not really. It's all just, you
it's
know.
All the it's the same crap. It's yeah. Fried, whatever.
Look, I love chips. And okay. As we know, I am a vegan person, but I do, you know, I'm not a whole food plant-based vegan. I lean towards that, but I have some, if some Ruffles pop up, I'll eat them.
You'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't Ruffles be vegan? Now I'm looking at the...
No, they're vegan. They're not whole food plant-based.
No.
Whole food plant-based is like just straight up vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds and
Who's
things
got
like
that. Kind of time, honestly?
We all do, but I mean, I'm not saying everyone... Whatever.
Yeah,
people get sensitive about that and they're like, I can't where I live or I can't because...
It's hard. Listen, we don't have to start out with you giving a lecture. Okay. Well, are you doing okay in general?
I'm still here with my brother and my sister-in-law and my new nephew.
Your little
and,
baby.
A little tiny sack of one potato and he is just...
So cute.
It's so crazy how you just hold this little body and you don't know this person, but you love them immediately and you cannot wait to see who they are.
I know. I remember that about Kat. I could not wait to hear her voice. See who she turned out to be and whew.
I remember my mother always would say, listen, sweetie, I... absolutely adored you and your brother, but I was so bored when you were babies. I couldn't wait till you could talk to me and tell me what you were thinking. And that you'd have to know my mother, but it sums up her personality. She just was like, she wanted to hang out. She wanted to get started.
Yeah.
You know,
she was like, when is this crap over?
Yeah, this
blob. Baby crap.
And how are you?
I'm good. I feel like I'm going to, I say this, but it's probably not going to happen, but you're starting to make me feel self-conscious about singing on this show. If every time I sing something, it's going to end up like on the podcast with the original singer of the song. That's intimidating.
I think that we have some very beautiful duets that have happened that have come from this.
And Thanks, Tig.
I don't think we should stop. I think people really enjoy it.
They do. I know they do. I mean, if you like music.
And I do.
And I know you do.
Yeah.
Although today we're pivoting from the music scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you like that?
Well, you were pivoting from.
I'm transitioning.
Yeah.
Today we're rolling into something else.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I don't know
what are you, happening? A local newscaster? Which, by the way, I just have to tell you, this friend of mine one time called me and she said, did you hear about that earthquake that shook Taiwan? And I said, wait a minute, we can't have this conversation if you're going to talk to me like you just read a news headline. There's no world where that's really how you talk.
People talk to each other.
Yeah. Earthquake. Hello.
Have you
shook
heard about
Taiwan?
Have you heard about how the earthquake shook Taiwan?
I know. I said, "Did you just read a newspaper?" And she said, "I actually did."
Yeah,
and
that was
like,
the header.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we're rolling into this documentary.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Called Tony Hawk: Until the Wheels Fall Off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2022 documentary directed by Sam Jones, featuring interviews with Tony, his family members, and many of his fellow skateboarders. And the film follows the decades-long career of the most successful skateboarder. Border? Oh, I thought it said borderer. Sorry.
No.
No.
It makes more sense for it to be border.
Yeah, just a... Yeah, just...
Not a skateboarderer.
The successful skateboarder of all time. Tony Hawk Until the Wheels Fall Off is available to watch on HBO Max. Okay, there's a lot of skateboarding going on in this documentary.
Did you ever skateboard?
No. Did you? Yeah, you probably did.
Look at me. Of course. Of course. I used to skateboard. We had a dog when I was growing up, and the dog was very wild.
Oh.
Just very wild.
Okay.
And wolf-like. And I would, when my mother would tell me to go walk the dog, I would get on my skateboard and have the dog pull me around. And I would get up to very high speeds. And then my dog would see a squirrel.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I would go flying. And I remember one time I was wearing white jeans. And I was pulled off the skateboard, sliding down the street. And my hip was bleeding through the white jeans on my hip.
Oh my God.
It was so painful / embarrassing because I was in junior high school, you know.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot.
I should have been embarrassed, though, having my dog pulling me on a skateboard, though, probably.
No. You probably thought you were cool.
No, it was just laziness, truly. I was a teenager. I didn't want to walk the dog. I thought, I'll just get on the skateboard.
Do skateboarders ever wear mouth guards?
I don't know. I would imagine some do.
I didn't see any in this documentary, and it was quite concerning.
I remember there was a half pipe in the woods near my house, and I went out there. And I was more of like a street skater.
Yeah, just down the sidewalk.
Yeah,
like
curb.
People. Yeah.
But I went out to this half pipe, and I remember smoking there and dipping tobacco.
Mm-mm.
And
mm-mm.
What?
That's so gross. Did you put when you dip tobacco, are you putting it like
between my lip?
In between your like front, bottom teeth and your lip.
Yeah.
And then
I don't do it anymore.
It?
Yeah,
no,
I was spitting.
Oh.
I was spitting. You know, I was just your run-of-the-mill little girl out skating around.
I was doing the exact same thing.
Do you think we would have been friends when we were kids?
Maybe.
Because I was still very popular, very well liked, and like all the popular pretty girls like wanted to be my friend, and all the rock and roll dudes wanted to be my skaters, you know.
Braggadocious alert!
Hey.
You appeal to everyone, is what I'm hearing.
Yes, and that's again in my comedy. Everyone just likes me. But yeah, so I would hang out at the half pipe and smoke cigarettes.
What exactly, what does a half pipe mean? I mean, I get it. It's a half of a pipe. But what pipe?
There's no way to know. There's no way to know. And I'm not willing to Google to find it out.
Nobody is.
If we had had Tony Hawk as a guest today, we would have answers. But
it is fun watching this documentary because he's so, you know, he's the best in the world.
Well, you've never seen me skate.
With your dog.
With a dog.
But, you know, I mean, maybe I don't have a good appreciation for skateboarding.
I loved old skateboarding videos and snowboarding videos. Uh-huh. Are you into that? Okay. Mm-mm. See, I love that stuff. I love watching.
Okay, I'm going to say something that's, I'm generalizing. I'm speaking from experience after watching this documentary, but there were not a lot of girls in the audience watching any of this. There were zero.
What actually. About lesbians with bowl haircuts dipping?
I saw you in the background of one. But it was funny because these guys clearly are not, they don't set out to do it to get chicks.
But they naturally do.
Well, eventually, I guess if you, I mean, I don't, listen. Uh-huh. First of all, I didn't know Tony Hawk was such a nerd. Did you know he was a nerd? He's like super nerd.
How is he a nerd?
He's one of those guys, and it's cute. That's what makes him cute, is he's not really self-aware of how he looks or acts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Somebody who's a nerd. You know, somebody who's a nerd, and I'm not
coming
saying,
straight from the mouth of a nerd.
I'm not saying that this, that he did this, because he didn't. But like a nerd, if he didn't know he was a nerd, he might be talking to someone and just wipe his nose with his sleeve. Not even thinking about, oh, somebody might see me do this and it might look silly.
That's a nerd to you?
Well, what do you think a nerd is? What's a nerd?
Well, I mean, somebody, and I don't mean to perfectly describe you, but somebody with big glasses on, sitting in a library with books behind them.
Well, how about the time that I had to tape them together? But also, a nerd is like, they really like one thing.
Well, yeah, you nerd out on something.
Yeah, like Dungeons and Dragons. Remember that game? And you would meet a guy and it's like, yeah, D&D. I'm in the D&D. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, but you can also be nerd out on fashion and nerd out on music.
It doesn't seem as nerdy.
Right. So I don't know that Tony Hawk being nerded out on skateboarding and wiping snot on his shirt.
To me, that's the opposite of a nerd.
That's somebody that's like, I don't care. Yeah, I got snot.
You know,
snot.
Like somebody that might snort when they laugh. You know, like like that.
I feel like I've heard you do that.
That may be true. Okay, as we go on, I'm going to come up with a very good example of what a nerd is.
I just don't think Tony Hawk,
you don't think he's a nerd? He's like the Bill Gates. You think Bill Gates is a nerd?
Well, yeah.
Okay, why?
Because he said, I like computers and that's what I like.
I'm sorry, who is this terrible impression of? I think I just snorted when I laughed. Tony Hawk is, I mean, he was certainly a scrawny kid.
Yeah, he had long,
gangly.
Legs. Yeah.
But I think of my son Finn. He's so like
nerdy.
He's just, he's really thin, but he's a crazy athlete. And he, I guess, is nerdy because he nerds out on stats and he gets up and he checks sports stats first thing in the morning. So that's kind of nerdy.
Wait, he's so young to be checking sports stats.
He's done it since he was four. and he'll be 6 next month.
Oh, my God.
But he gets up at 5 in the morning and gets on Stephanie's phone and checks sports stats.
Okay, that is a nerd.
And
you have a tiny nerd.
To go to sleep, he likes to fall asleep doing math problems. So he'll ask Stephanie or myself to give him math problems, and he'll solve them as he falls asleep.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Yeah. We have to take a break.
Oh, my God. Did we even say skateboard? Yeah, we've said skateboarding.
We did say you said skateboarder.
This is a movie about a skateboarder.
Yeah. And okay. So we're going to take a break. But if this is your first time listening to the show, I do want to put it out there that this is how the show goes.
Yeah. No, it's not going to get better. Yeah.
No, okay. It doesn't get better. No.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
Okay, we're back. We're talking about Tony Hawk.
And we're talking about nerds.
Yes, he must know that. I'm not like breaking news. Anyway, his philosophy is never back down from failure. And if you believe you'll fail, then that manifests itself. So you have to believe in yourself 100%.
Do you believe in yourself 100%?
I do. I mean, the things that I feel like I can do, I really, truly believe it. Do I think I'm a good singer? No. Do I want to get up in front of people and dance? Not really, but I mean, I can.
Nobody's asking you to. I haven't heard one person beg for that.
Do you believe in yourself? 100%, 100%. On some things, right?
Yeah, some things.
But I mean, it must be like surgeons and athletes and... I mean, imagine being a surgeon.
I feel like I could do that.
I would love for you to come into somebody's hospital room right before surgery and they're like, oh, you're doing the surgery. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to...
Eat my bag of quinoa black bean chips.
I'm going to give it a try. And I feel pretty confident I can...
I do have a shaky hand. But I'm going to give it all I got.
I'm going to give it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Do you have a shaky hand?
No, a steady hand. Do you have a shaky hand?
I have a steady hand, but when I go to do something.
Surgery?
When I go to do surgery.
When you go to stitch somebody up?
Yeah, I do. My hand gets a little shaky.
Oh, because you're like, concentrating so hard?
Maybe. I don't know what it is. Like, believe it or not, sometimes when I go out or do shows, I put on my face, which is mascara.
Oh.
And my hand gets a little shaky.
Oh, putting on.
Plus, I'm blind. And so.
Are you?
I just can't see very well. And so the mess that I put on my eyes is just really.
Just deadly.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going in your eyeball.
No.
Well.
That brings us back to skateboards.
My God, we haven't even, okay. So Tony, from a very, very early age, you know, he was a real, as they call him, like troublemaker. He was he was stubborn and he was difficult. And, oh, you know, it was very sweet that he goes to visit his mom in the retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
That was sweet.
It feels a little more advanced than just a retirement home.
We'll call it assisted living.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's definitely what it felt like.
Yeah,
it didn't
yeah.
feel like she had just packed up her
right,
briefcase.
Just quit her job. And
yeah. yeah.
But he was so sweet with her.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet. Mm-hmm. And so you get a good idea of who he is. And
Well, you know what what struck me about that first moment when you see him talking to his mother? It's very much a moment that you can kind of tell that the director set up that moment with him visiting his mother. And I feel like those kind of moments in documentaries can sometimes feel very inauthentic, mm-hmm. but that one didn't. Mm-hmm. And I was very impressed by how authentic and connected he seemed in that moment, even though it was clearly set up by the director.
Yeah, I agree. It kind of goes back to him being a nerd. Mm-hmm. Because he's like unaware. I mean, he had to be aware of the camera crew, but it didn't matter. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because sometimes people get so awkward or their face changes, their delivery becomes weird.
Voice gets higher. Hey, yeah. Mom. Hey.
Yeah. Whereas he felt very grounded in the moment and very much, he didn't feel like he was performing for the camera. Right. He felt like he was really
connecting with her.
Yes.
I know, it was very sweet.
That really struck me because I think it's very hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, I only speak from having been the star of a documentary myself called Tig on Netflix.
You have a lot of braggadocious alerts today. Well, we're not even halfway through this.
You know, I'm trying to catch up with on all of yours.
All of mine.
Well, over the years now. I feel like if somebody were to tally.
Our braggadocious alerts, you think I would win?
Oh,
no,
easy.
That's not true.
You know somebody right now is
tallying. And I hope that they write in immediately. Because I did this movie and I'm on tour and guess what
Why are you shaking your shoulders?
Guess what city I'm going to.
Ooh, look at me. I'm headed off to Syracuse, New York. No offense, Syracuse.
Well, listen, you call it a braggadocious alert when I'm just talking about, you know, learning how to give perms in beauty school. So it's sometimes you call me out on one that's like, is that really a braggadocious alert?
It's nerd alert.
We need a nerd alert.
Giving permanent waves. Permanent and that's waves. First of all, my favorite thing to do is call things the longer version. You're giving permanent waves with big glasses on.
I remember the facts. What does the facts stand for? Facsimile? Yeah.
Facsimile.
Okay, listen. Mm-hmm. Tony's mom was 43 when mm-hmm. she had Tony.
Yep.
Which I was like, okay. I was 39, 40. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I was 45 when I had Max and Finn, I think.
Wow. Old.
Hey.
And Tony has siblings, Steve, Lenore, Patricia, but they're much older. And this seemed weird. And
what?
That they always called him the little mistake. Like mm-hmm. his parents said, oh, here's our little mistake. I mean, is that any way to talk about your child?
No. I guess I can't really relate because Max and Finn were the opposite of a mistake.
Yeah, you had to go through a lot.
Yeah, a lot of science and cash.
Oy.
Braggadocious alert! I paid for my babies. Whenever people are like, those little miracles, I was like, these are the opposite of miracles. There's nothing miraculous about their existence.
There was a lot of planning, lot going into it. So anyway, so Tony was their little mistake. And mm-hmm. at some point he started skating and he just loved it.
I really related to that, I have to say, because I was very kind of off the rails as a kid and the, you know, class clown, and I wasn't focused and I was...
Had a lot of energy that you couldn't focus.
And I had some, you know, hard struggles at home and stuff, and I just felt like I didn't know what to do with myself and I didn't feel like I fit in, even though, again, I bragged earlier, I was very popular. Oh. I still didn't know quite where I fit in, you know, with my greasy bowl haircut and smoking cigarettes while my dog pulled me around. And
in your white jeans that were bloody on the hip.
White jeans. And so, you know, it wasn't really until I got into stand-up that I felt like, I do have this potential to focus and thrive.
Mm. You belonged.
Yeah. To a group of people that I don't necessarily connect with everyone, but
yeah,
you know.
Well, Tony, you know, listen, Tony, he was a lot younger than the other skaters. Mm-hmm. The other skaters had a clique going already, and they didn't like him. Mm-hmm. They didn't like little Tony Scrawny Hawk.
Nerd.
He was. I mean, when they show up there, he's like, hey, can I join your group? I was like, we're called Bones Brigade, dude. Like, the guys were all tough and, like, tattoos and, you know, little Tony. Hey, can I join? I'll do anything. And then the one guy, this was sad, the one guy who was in Bones Brigade, he said, yeah, Tony wanted to join our group, so I told him to...
Oh, yeah, he put his gum in his toes.
Yeah, and then take the gum out and put it back in his mouth. And he's like, and he did. And then Tony's like, yeah, I did. It's like, it's like, what's going on? What am I watching?
Is there any group of people you would want to be a part of so desperately? Like, what if I said, I'm going to offer you the role of best friend in my life, which you are not.
Make no mistake. You are not
my best friend. But if I offered that to you and I said, I'm going to stick my gum in between my toes and chew it, do you want that role?
No, thank you. But that being said, I mean, I'm sure there's something. If I said, look, Tig, I'm putting out a Marvel movie and I want you to play, what's a Marvel character? I can't name one Marvel character.
Super Dyke.
Super Dyke. And what's your superpower?
Getting chicks.
You can seduce any lady.
That's right.
And you wore, I was going to say really tight leather, but that's probably not attractive to you.
Nor is it vegan.
Okay. You got to wear real comfortable sweatpants and Birkenstocks.
Well,
and I was like, and this is going to be the number one movie in every country around the world. The only thing you need to do is give me your gum. I'll stick it between my toes and then I'll give it back to you and you chew it. Would you do it?
How clean are your feet? Like, have you been walking around?
Yeah, I've been walking around.
It's not like you just got out of the shower and you've dried them off.
Specifically so you could put your gum in between
my toes.
Yeah. No, this is like a day. Listen, you would just do it. Just do it.
I don't know if it's worth it.
Oh, it's worth it. It would be worth it.
Okay, what would you do this for?
Same. I want to be Super Dyke Lady.
What's the Super Dyke?
I want to be Super Dyke. I don't know. Okay, listen. We haven't even told you. This is the dumbest show. This is the dumbest, maybe the worst one so far. We haven't told you one
thing.
This
is a terrible show. Turn it off. You know how we normally tell people to turn their vacuums off because we're going to say something good?
Yeah, we tell them to pause
now,
it. This is like, just turn it off completely.
Just turn your show off. Just turn the show off.
Because it's not, trust me when I say it's not going to get better than this. We peaked. Okay, listen.
We have to take a break. Cheryl, pipe down.
We haven't said anything about
it. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
And we are back on Tig and Cheryl. We're talking about Tony Hawk and gum in your toes and best friendships.
Here we go.
And Super Dyke.
So Frank Hawk, Tony's dad, helped. Oh, this was interesting. He helped form the National Skateboarding Association.
Yeah.
The NSA.
Yeah.
There has to be other organizations that NSA stands for, because that sounds like something. It's dangerously close to NASA.
Ooh, very dangerous. Oh, my gosh. That I didn't think about, but man, is that dangerous.
If you met somebody and they said, I work for the NSA, and then you'd be like, oh, NASA?
It doesn't sound like NASA to me.
NSA doesn't sound like NASA to you?
It doesn't remind me of NASA at all. But you are right. It is dangerously close.
Oh, so Frank Hawk, Tony's dad. So Frank realized Tony is so gifted at skateboarding, and he's going to be doing this. So he wants to organize it.
He wanted to take it up a notch.
He wanted to kick it up a notch.
I said take it up a notch.
Well, I like that. It should be kick it up.
Okay, kick it up a notch.
But people didn't really like Frank Hawk that much. People didn't like him because Frank was always yelling at people. And, you know, the skateboarders are like, when you were watching them skateboard, didn't you feel like, ah, punks?
Well, they're also playing the Sex Pistols and the Replacements and had some good music. I love the Replacements.
Yeah. This is not a good documentary to fall asleep to. This is no Honeyland.
Well, it's funny you said that because I was sitting with my brother and my brother's father-in-law.
Yeah.
And my brother's father-in-law was holding the newborn baby who's 2 days old. Yeah. And he started to fall asleep, the grandfather, while he's holding the baby. And I nudged my brother and pointed like,
get ready.
Ugh. Well, just like your father-in-law's holding
the baby
and falling asleep. So he actually had no problem falling asleep to the Replacements.
Were you worried that he was going to drop the baby? His arm wasn't supported?
I don't know. I was just, you know, people can fall asleep and then just like twitch and I don't know, you know?
You're a nervous
man. He's a very nice man.
Yes, of course. So there are a lot of characters in this film that were like superstar skateboarders at this time in the 80s, right? Christian Hosoi was one. And then Tony, when he competed with Christian, people booed Tony. He was mean. Tony was just a little nerdy kid. And what's his name? Who is it? Oh, Mike McGill. He invented the 540.
Yeah.
Honestly, I felt like they were speaking a different language. It would be like, oh, I was about to do a lip slip, and then I saw him land.
A nip slip?
The lip slip. The lip slip. Wasn't that a thing?
Nip slip.
Is that a thing, a lip slip? I was about to do the nip
slip. Nip slip.
I was about to do the nip slip.
No, the skate until your boobs flop out.
The lip slip.
Uh-huh.
That's a thing, right? I mean, I couldn't tell you what it is.
I know.
By the way, do they just look for abandoned pools?
Yeah.
And that's it? And then they just, all of a sudden, you have a bunch of little punkers skating in your pool?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
I think it'd be so fun if I opened my back blinds or curtains and had a swimming pool full of sweaty little
nerds.
Skaters skating around to the Replacements. The Sex Pistols.
The Sex Pistols. Okay. So Tony is now, he's competing with these guys he always looked up to. The guys can't believe how good Tony is. And something about,
he's doing his swirly twirly tricks.
Yes. When you go up on the saw, the lip slip, and usually the guys hold on to their skateboards when they get air, but
not Tony. Tony not didn't, our Tony.
But he instead didn't hold on to his skateboard, and miraculously, his feet would stay on the skateboard.
Yeah, that's right, Cheryl. That is correct.
I mean, you can see this over and over again in this documentary. You get to see a lot of it.
Like I said, I enjoy it. That's where Stephanie and I also connect. She loves those kind of snowboarding videos and skating. And
well, it's interesting that you say videos because the Bones Brigade, like this little group of these, you know, teenage skaters, they started putting out videos.
Yeah.
Right when people were buying a VCRs. VCRs?
That's right.
VCRs with the VHS, you know, those giant tapes.
That's right.
God, it seems like yesterday.
Yeah.
Remember you had all those stacks and then you would have to record something, you'd tape over something else and people would get mad.
Yeah, I do remember.
What was also weird because before you could set the timer for the VCR, you would have to be home to press record. So it's like, if you're already home.
Here's the thing is it's the early days of that element of technology and there's no reason to get so upset about it. That's all that they could offer at the time, Cheryl.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Remember TiVo?
I do. When TiVo came out.
That was crazy.
Well, hold on. Okay. When TiVo came out, yeah. I truly saw it and immediately thought, well, this will be at garage sales in a month. And sure enough.
How would it be in garage sales? It wasn't. Oh, I guess you did have. Did you have to have a little TiVo box?
Yeah. You bought a box. Oh, and God. I was like, they're just going to incorporate this into your package of, you know, whatever your cable package is. And sure enough, I was right.
Oh, you're saying TiVo you were boxes, one step ahead of everybody.
TiVo, if you really want to fight about this,
I think you're full.
I'll leg wrestle you. I will leg wrestle you until your head pops off.
By the way, I don't want to go on and on about leg muscles.
Well, you haven't even started, but but yeah, when I saw TiVo, I was just like, oh, please, that stupid TV with the weird ears.
Oh,
like
my
God,
I love that little
the antennas.
Thing. No, and I love when I would get home and they'd like, hey. Yes, the little noises. It was like, I found something for you to watch. I'd be like, oh my God, thank you, TiVo, you're right.
Do you remember also that we're supposed to be talking about Tony Hawk?
Oh, shit. But I just want to say, remember the first time that you paused live TV and you were like, what?
Yeah.
I wish I still had, I wish I had TiVo and BlackBerry. Oh, my BlackBerry.
Oh, I've held on to BlackBerry way too long.
Dang it, I loved my BlackBerry.
I know. I remember I don't even know if Stephanie and I were dating, but I sure liked her a lot. Mm-hmm. I remember telling her over text, I said, I just got an iPhone today. And it was so long after people got iPhones.
And she was like,
And she was just like, who cares?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I like that you were real proud of you. Remember pagers? Listen, when I moved to L.A., and I was, you know, an actress, and I had a pager, and I would wait tables, but you weren't allowed to wear
your... Braggadocious alert!
You weren't allowed to wear a pager, but I had to have it on my person in case my agent paged me. And one time I was taking someone's order, and I wore it between my bra, like the lady in...
Hello. Hello.
Like the lady that would carry the sperm sample, or that she would tuck in her bra. What was that? We just said Our Father.
Our Father. The Our Father episode.
I was just like the Our Father nurse. But anyway, I had the pager in my bra, and I was taking someone's order, and my pager vibrated, and I was like, can I take your order? And they all looked at me like I was crazy.
Did they say, do you have a pager in between your...
They were really worried, like I was having some sort of... They said, are you okay? And I said, listen, don't tell anybody. But I have a pager on my bra, and that means...
You told them?
Yes, because what am I going to do?
Don't tell anybody I have a pager in my bra.
I could have gotten fired for that. But I thought they would want to know that their waitress might be, you know...
Booking a low-rent commercial somewhere.
fucking a reenactment of when animals attack. Oh my God. Okay, listen, I'm circling back. Then, because of the videos,
yeah,
people were passing them around. I mean, it was a game changer because now people could watch it in slow motion. Other kids could see how they do the tricks.
Yeah.
And these guys were all of a sudden like superstars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a lot of talk in this film about the 900.
Yeah.
So Tony spent a lot of time trying to do the 900.
Yeah.
Which I honestly was not that invested in. I didn't care.
Well, I'm sure you, there's stuff you've done in your career that Tony and his friends probably don't care about.
Vocal warm-ups.
Let's hear it. Do the 900 version of vocal warm-ups.
Something like that.
Why do people do vocal? I have acted for years and I've never had to do that. Not once have I rapped on a TV show or movie and thought, why didn't I do vocal warm-ups?
Yeah, you should. You know, it's good to. So if, you know, your first line, you're not like, hey, oh, hey.
So it's to clear your voice?
Well, who's Jeff, the very tall actor? Really cute.
Foxworthy?
No, you know Jeff in Jurassic Park, The Fly. Jeff
Goldblum.
Goldblum. So Jeff Goldblum is a friend of mine.
Clearly. Braggadocious alert!
I was talking to him on the phone and I said, what are you doing? And he's like, I am just running my vocal warm-ups. And I was like, oh my God. And he does vocal warm-ups, you know, for hours at a time by himself, I guess, in his home. I said, I just imagine him like sitting in his living room naked, playing the piano, doing his vocal warm-ups.
Why naked?
He seems like it. Doesn't he seem like he's just very
comfortable
with his form?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, that's probably when he feels most relaxed. Mm-hmm. I'm just guessing.
Why didn't you ask him when you were on the phone with him?
Well,
are you naked?
Because that sounds like that's how you start phone sex.
That's the only way to get into it is, are you naked?
That is, listen, I told you, I used to be a monitor on a 900 number and people were not.
I don't remember this.
This was back in the 80s, 1-900-999 chat. And you were not allowed to have phone sex on this line. So it was my job to cut people off if they did have phone sex. But of course, you know, I would listen for a little while. But it always would start with, what are you wearing?
Well, now, wouldn't that be the job of an absolute pervert to be a phone monitor to stop people from phone sex?
No, I was the one, I was in charge of keeping the conversation going, steering it away from sex.
So, and why were people calling this number to chat?
They didn't have friends. Or, you know, they
were naked.
You know they were naked. Oh, these people had to be naked. And that was the thing, too. It would always start with, what are you wearing? And the girl would always say, nothing except high heels. And then, I mean, I'm sure I've told you this before. One of the other monitors, so when we would get somebody who was having phone sex, we'd turn it up so everybody in the room could hear. And then, you know, before we cut them off. And then this one, and it'd always start like this. What are you wearing? Nothing but high heels. And then she said to the guy, how big are you? And he said, oh, how big am I? I would say 4 inches. And the girl that I was working with said, hello, you're on the phone. You could at least lie about it. And then the guy freaked out.
Wait, she would chime in and say that?
Yes, and you're not supposed to. We weren't supposed to. But at that point, they were already breaking the rules.
What made you get this job, Cheryl?
I was in college. Uh-huh. My name was Cookie.
College Cookie.
My handle was Cookie. And I would do this like all night long.
Because you were a sweet little bite.
sweet little bite. And then the other girl was Destiny.
And I'm sorry, but Cookie and Destiny are trying to stop phone sex from happening.
Yes, that was our job.
Do you name yourself or does your boss say, welcome aboard, your new name is Cookie. Next, welcome aboard, your new name is...
I mean, everybody sort of named each other.
Okay.
Somebody named me Cookie and I was like, okay, yeah, I like it.
Cookie.
But everybody had a nickname. So yeah. When somebody would call in, you'd say... Hi, new caller. Who's this? And they'd say, Mercedes. And you'd say, hey, Mercedes.
Hey, Mercedes. Cookie here.
Hey, Mercedes. Cookie here. And don't have phone sex on this line. And then they would. And then you would have to cut them off. Oh, my God. Tony Hawk. Okay. Tig.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. So
he skated around, he got divorced, he had kids.
He skated around. He did the lips.
He fell down, he hit his lips. Head, he hurt his elbow.
He did a lot of lips.
Are you drunk?
No, but it is funny because the whole documentary is just like whoosh, 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 just like up one side
he
of the pool.
He skated around a little more. He had more kids.
Like up one side of the pool, down. Up
skating came back. He was in debt. He got out of debt. A lot of people bought his skateboards. They couldn't keep up with how many skateboards they were making.
That is true. Because, okay, in 1999, the X Games were invented. So Tony, had been working on...
Skating around,
doing the 900.
900 numbers.
But nobody had ever done the 900. And yeah. Then at the X Games, he attempted the 900, didn't get it. And he got up and said, I want to try again.
And then he didn't do it again.
And then he didn't do it again. I don't know how many times he tried, but every time he'd get up, everybody was like, come on, Tony, you can do it. And then, and then he did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story. That's the whole story.
And then he did it.
That's the whole story.
Oh my gosh. What if somebody asked us what this documentary was about? Which is essentially what our show is. And this is what we've done.
He tried to do the 900 and then he did it. That's the whole documentary.
And then he met his new wife and they seem like they're on the same level. And
that's right. And at some point, this was fun too because he did a video game.
That became very popular.
Tony Hawk's
Pro Skater. $5 million check, and then more money came later.
2 years later, he got a check for $20 million.
Is that a lot of money?
Oh. Braggadocious alert! I think for you, it's not.
I wouldn't know. There's no way to know.
There's no way to know. And so then you find out, and I thought this was introduced a little late in the doc, as people say, and it wasn't clear to me what his issues were.
Well, it was hard for him to, connect emotionally. And
he said fame was the worst drug and he had committed infidelity.
Yeah.
And he wasn't happy with the choices he was making. And then he went into rehab?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was like if he was a drug addict or sex addict or...
He didn't say.
Yeah, but he went into some sort of recovery.
Yeah, but so he did. He got, I don't want to say clean and sober because I don't
we
know
don't
anything.
Know. We don't know. I know. I did feel like I missed something
when
he went into rehab.
No, they didn't
But
tell
I did
us.
Connect with finding, when I found Stephanie, that changed my life.
Right.
Because I just felt like I was kind of wandering around telling jokes and dating different people. And I just didn't think it was in the cards for me to find a partner like that.
Yeah. Like you're saying, I mean, when he met her, he really wanted to, basically he was saying, be the best version of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really nice.
And then the other, you know, the sad part is that also his dad died.
Yeah. His dad died. That was sad.
There's, I think, a lot of stuff clearly around that relationship.
Yeah. That was
some pain and some deep love and
yeah,
challenges. And
because he was embarrassed by his father, because his father was such a driving force in the NSA.
NASA? Did you say his dad was
big part of NASA.
He was actually what are they called when people go into
astronaut?
Space? Astronaut. Okay. That's right.
Mm-hmm. But people would make fun of Tony for his father being so closely involved.
Yeah.
But Tig, to this day, Tony still pushes himself to do extreme tricks. He learned this doesn't sound, when I say this, it's not going to sound that great, but
go on.
He learned to skate a loop-de-loop.
Okay. Say it again.
Oh no. Now look, I'm literally
you're wiping snot on your shirt.
He learned to skate the loop-de-loop. And he still takes huge slams. With his lips. Shoot. Okay, so anyway, Tony has invented over 100 tricks. Skateboarding is now in the Olympics. And at the age of 54, Tony still skates multiple times a day and has landed.
Well, I think it's 4 to 5 times a week, right? That's what I remember it saying.
Okay.
But,
well,
I don't need
what
to.
What listener
don't need to
is angry about if it's 4 times a week or if it's a few times a day? Nobody cares.
They come here for the facts.
Oh my God. Imagine if there's a skateboarder that's actually listened to this whole thing, hoping that they'd hear one fact come out of her mouth.
You know, I wish that at the end of my documentary that it was announced that I was finally able to do the loop de loop. And at age 51, she's finally able to do the loop de loop.
To do the loop-de-loop.
You know, at your funeral, and I'll be there.
Thank you.
I'm going to say that. I'm going to say, and Cheryl, at the very end of her life, was able to do the loop-de-loop. Will you say that at my funeral?
Yeah, I will.
Do you think you'll go to mine?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Who do you think's going to die first, me or you?
Well, I don't know. It's a tough one.
You're older.
I told you, I thought I was poisoned on an airplane once. Didn't I tell you that?
No. If you did, I wasn't listening. What if I die trying to do the loop-de-loop?
Then I probably would not point it out because
okay. That
would just, you know.
It would be, I would insist that you mention that at my funeral.
Like, she died doing the one thing she loved doing.
That she didn't know how to do.
The loop-de-loop.
The loop-de-loop.
Okay, yeah. Listen. Tony is 54.
Yeah.
And he last landed. I mean, this is important. He last landed a 900 at the age of 48.
48? I thought he was 54.
Well,
right. Okay.
When he was 48, he decided, you know what? The 900 is.
Cheryl.
It's too dangerous. No, it's too dangerous, and
yeah.
So I'm gonna stop at 48 with the 900. Still just left. I know. Please, Tony. Please, I hope you're not listening. And I really do appreciate. I do appreciate his skills, honestly. Whew, God,
it sounds like it.
Oh He's the best. He's the best in the world at what he does.
At lifty loops.
Okay, Tig, are you ready for?
Yes. Anything. I'm ready for whatever is next.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
No. Did you?
No. Mm-mm. Okay. Who were you attracted to?
This is going to sound weird because... What?
I like that. You could say something that sounds any weirder than things that we've already talked about today. Okay, what?
Well, I'm just saying it sounds like an inappropriate thing to say, but this person is clearly an adult. I was going to say I was attracted to his son.
He was cute.
He was really cute. Oh. He seemed really cool. Riley. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying it sounds weird.
He's
a grown man.
Yeah, he's a grown man.
I mean, he's definitely younger than me, and I don't know that I'm his type. And let's be honest, I'm not sure that he's really my type, but I would say...
You were attractive. Yeah. Yeah.
What about you?
I liked Christian Hosoi. He was kind of cute, you know? Uh-huh. He was part of the boy, the bat, the bones. Oh, how about the one skater who's now very philosophical and very sweet?
Yeah, that one guy, he seemed like he could start a church.
Yes.
What was his name again? Rodney Mullen.
Rodney Mullen. I liked him. All right, listen. Oh, gosh, I have got to catch my breath. Okay, that's all for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking about Holy Hell on Amazon Prime. Oh, boy. Okay, Tig, before we go, would you like to hear some true fan mail?
Oh, yes. Okay. Please.
This is from Cara S.
Hey, Cara S.
Hey. Hi there. I was just listening to the podcast and loved the quick chat about firefighters. I started as an AmeriCorps wildland firefighter in Colorado.
Braggadocious alert!
Wow, Cara got a braggadocious alert. When I returned home to New England, Martha's Vineyard, to be precise,
okay,
I joined the local volunteer fire department. I wanted to thank you for using the term firefighter rather than fireman. It's a little thing, but it makes a difference. We have 6 female firefighters on our department and several more on the island. The outfits you refer to are called bunker gear or turnout gear. Thank you, Tig, Cheryl, and Thomas. This really is a great podcast. I feel as though I don't even need to watch some of these documentaries after the careful analysis provided by Tig and Cheryl. Best, Cara S., Captain EMT, Edgartown Fire. Whoa.
Wow.
We learned we learned more in that email.
Than ever. We salute you.
We do salute you. Wow. Cara S. must be in great shape.
We do salute you. Wow. That's my impression of you.
Okay. This is from Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay. Hey.
Hi, Tig and Cheryl. I love your podcast. It's always a highlight of my week. I didn't realize how much until yesterday. Our family has been going through a stressful time, and I've been very down lately. Apparently, my 10-year-old son noticed. He told me, Mom, why don't you listen to Tig and Cheryl? Aww. I asked him why, and he said, because it always makes you laugh and get happy. So Aww. True. Thank you for a little comedic relief every week. Love you guys. Lindsay Lara. Stylist. Oh, she's one of my people.
Are you a stylist?
I went to school for it.
You did?
I went to beauty school. We don't need...
Well, I didn't know that included stylist. I thought you went to beauty school to do terrible haircuts like you did on me when you were drunk.
I consider myself a stylist.
Okay. I wish you would have mentioned that.
You guys, we do love hearing from you. Oh my gosh, please. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter. Leave us a review, whatever you want. Tig, do you have anything to promote?
Well, as I was mentioning earlier, I am on tour. You can go to tignotaro.com. I'll be in San Diego on July 23rd. And Ottawa.
Going to Hawaii at some point. I just keep remembering.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am. I'll be in Honolulu. Toronto. I have two shows in Toronto. It goes on and on. And I honestly can't remember all the places
going.
There's no possible way to know except to go to tignotaro.com. And also my album, it's called Drawn, and it is the audio version of my animated special on HBO. So get that. And also I have another podcast called Don't Ask Tig.
Okay.
What do you have going on?
Listen, it's the usual. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Should we do it again?
Yes, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kovacic and Thomas Willett, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Willett, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.